Okay. Do you do this? You finish a banana in the car. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now you got the peel.
Right.
The peel's always yucky and slimy. And you know me with my no sticky rule.
Right.
I hate having sticky hands.
No.
Right? Do you throw it out
no.
in the grass
no.
when you pass like a grassy area?
No.
No?
No.
Why?
When you park, you take it and put it in a trash can.
Yeah, but it's compostable.
Well, how long does that take to do? I mean,
well,
it's still
an animal will come
trash.
Along and eat it.
Well, if we all did something. That, it would just be a pile of...
There aren't that many banana eaters.
I call that littering. Anything that goes
It's not
your
littering.
Car-
it's natural.
It's throwing it out your car window. That's littering.
Okay, 7-9 Coast. Is anyone with me?
The world is not your trash can. Mother Earth, the Earth
That's
is
not
nice.
Trash, though. It's compostable. It came from the ground. It could go back in the ground.
Well,
you really don't throw a banana peel? Not in someone's lawn or something. I mean, like in the woods.
Okay, you said you're driving.
Yeah. Well, okay. Well, here's the other part of it.
You know,
well, this
you,
was kind of an
Mr.
embarrassing.
Mr. Wild Man.
This was kind of an embarrassing situation.
Okay.
I went to throw the peel, and my athletic prowess was not demonstrated.
Uh-oh.
Which was, hold on. Let me just take a couple calls and see where people side with the banana peel. Hi. Good morning.
Good morning.
Do you toss the banana peel or do you side with Eva? It has to go in the trash.
No, definitely don't toss the banana peel. Not so much about the composting. It's about what animal is going to come eat that banana. Probably a little mouse, right? And then what's going to come eat that mouse? An owl. And then what's going to happen to that owl? Going to get hit by your car the next time you're driving by.
Oh.
Who's thrown out the window attracts small animals.
No, but into the woods, not onto the street.
You can't throw it far enough, Blake.
How do you know? Hey! What's your name?
Karen.
Karen. We're putting Karen on the block list.
Oh, no, we're not.
Insulting the host.
No, we're not.
Yeah. All right, Karen. Thanks for calling.
Right.
All right.
Okay. Hey, good morning. Who's this?
Jessica.
Jessica, whose side are you on? Throw the banana peel or throw it in the trash?
I'm on your side, Blake. I'm 100% on your side.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And by the way, do you think I could get to the woods if I wing it?
Yes.
Thank you.
I do. I make sure that I pick ditches that no animals will get hurt, and I always make sure I pull off my sticker, too. I don't throw out my sticker.
Oh, no, no. Yeah, I don't do that either.
You gotta pick. You gotta take.
You gotta take the sticker off.
You have to pick the ditches and the good spots where the animals won't get hurt.
Right.
Jeez.
Okay.
Yes, I'm with you, Blake. Sorry, okay. Eva. Usually I'm on your side, but I'm with Blake today.
Oh, well, that's kind of a backhanded.
Right. Let's throw our apples, and then why not just?
Yeah,
throw...
apples too.
Oh my God, you guys! It's just so trashy. Okay.
No,
sorry.
No. I do not litter. No,
I don't litter either. No, there's a big difference between throwing an apple core or a banana peel and actual trash.
Yes.
Yeah,
exactly.
No, I don't do that. Hi, Elena. Oh boy, which side are you going to be on? Do you throw the banana peel out in the woods or do you put it in the trash like Eva says?
You can throw it out in the woods. I'm vegan, so I know all about animals and compostable.
Oh, geez. Oh, geez.
So you can throw it out in the woods, and same with apple cores. I don't see the problem.
Okay.
No. Out in the woods is fine, but you're telling from your Jeep. Your Jeep is not in the woods all the time.
Well, let me tell you what happened.
Okay.
So, it was a little windy.
Uh-oh.
So I went to throw. Thanks for calling, by the way.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. So I went to throw it. And I went to, it was, you know, I was driving and the woods were over on the right side.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to do kind of a hook shot with the banana peel out the window and there was a little gust of wind and apparently my hook shot's a little rusty. So it landed on the top of my car. So then I'm looking around to see if anyone else noticed.
Right.
And then I'm kind of doing that thing where I, you know, take a turn and try to take a little harder to try to, you know, like when there's ice on the car, you try to shove it up, right? So I just slide the peel off, you know, and then it's stuck up there and I'm going, I haven't seen the peel come off yet. So I take another turn, you know, jerk the wheel a little bit.
Does it slide down the windshield?
No, it didn't get to that bad.
And then you turn them on and now
eventually,
you've got peels.
Yeah, now I got banana all over my windshield.
Serves you right.
Yeah. Okay.
Hocking it out there.
Right. Mr. Tallyman, tally me banana. Okay, hold on. Brooke.
Hey.
Okay, what Brooke said, a little note here about Brooke says, well, I'm married to a police officer, so I'm torn on this one. What does that have to do with throwing a banana peel out of the car?
So we have had this discussion. We actually had this discussion with a couple of his sergeants. because a bunch of the officers in his department and himself were divided on whether it's even legal to throw a banana peel out the window.
Like if you could get fined for littering if you do it, you mean?
Yes, exactly.
Oh. Oh,
and they were very torn on that. So they went to their sergeant, and the sergeant basically said, you know, technically it is littering.
Oh.
Believe it or not.
See, I'm such a goody two-shoes. Now that I heard that, I'm done. I'm not throwing anything out there.
They made it pretty clear that, you know, usually they would never ticket someone for that unless it was on, like, a sidewalk or
cause
a danger.
Brooke, that would be just my luck. Like, I really, you know, I'm not, you know, I go a couple miles an hour over the speed limit. You know, I'm not, like, crazy. But for the most part, I'm kind of well-behaved. You know what I mean?
Right.
But that would be just my luck. I'm going to be the one who gets pulled over.
Right.
For throwing a banana peel out the window.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Just don't do it. Nothing should go out your window.
Could you imagine that? I come, like, I'm late to work, and, you know, it's like 5:15. Where's Blake? The show started 15 minutes ago. Why isn't he here? Oh, yeah. Sorry. I just got here. What happened? Well, I got pulled over for rogue banana peel use.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That would be just my luck.
You don't want anyone to slip on that.
You don't want anyone to slip on it. That's right.
Nothing goes out your car window except a hand when you want to give him the Jeep wave, Blake.
Yes, Eva. Yes. That's awesome.
He's annoyed, but he's kind of happy that I gave him a little
plug. I'll give you a little plug. Well, you got to add in Jeep from Lee, leeauto.com.
That's right.
There you go. Okay. All right. Well, I guess maybe I'll stop just because now I'm afraid of Brooke's husband coming to arrest me for throwing my banana peel. All right, thanks for calling, Brooke.
He loves you too much.
Oh, that's sweet. That's sweet. All right, thanks for calling, sweetheart. Have a good day.
Have a good one. Bye.
Well, I guess it could be a road hazard, you know? It's like there's black ice and then there's banana peel. Here it goes. It goes sliding.
Yeah.